You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll look at what goes into crafting our online persona in the world of social media.
First, make no bones about it, Halloween is big business. And haunted house attractions are a big part of that. There have always been the do-it-yourself Halloween lovers who deck out their house every year for casual trick-or-treaters.
But becoming more and more popular are the professional haunted house attractions, some of which use Hollywood-level visual effects to ensure a good scare for its customers. Jeff Pertzborn joins us now. He's the marketing manager at Wisconsin Scaryland, a haunted house attraction in Wanakee. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, how are you guys? Happy Halloween, Veronica and Kate.
Happy Halloween back at ya. Well, Jeff, how did you first get into this business of haunted houses?
Well, I joke with people that I've been haunting for two millennia now. approaching my mid-40s, gosh, Halloween was a big holiday for our family going back as long as I can remember.
And so you basically, you've been really a Halloween lover all these years. What's the story behind starting this haunted house attraction?
Yes. Well, I started my own haunted house attraction with my family back living in Westmoreland area of Madison in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. We would turn our house into a haunted attraction, and gosh, the trick-or-treaters, you know, for generations, it seemed like, would come to our place and was really a fun place to come to. Everything from scrapping our address on Clifton Drive from 513, taking the 5 off of there, to putting 13 pumpkins out in our yard and setting up coffins and a hangman and a guillotine and things like that. It's really been a great experience for me. Going back, gosh, 30, 40 years now, so.
Oh, so that stayed with you, obviously. So was that the line between what you're doing now, this haunted attraction, at the professional level that you're running?
Absolutely. About 5 years ago, I was searching on Craigslist for used Halloween props. Halloween prop could be anything from a mask to something that someone built, lighting effect, anything like that. I found Halloween effects props located at a warehouse actually about 3 blocks away from me where I work in Middleton. I told them I'd be down there at my lunch break. 3 hours later, I came back to work and told everybody that I found new best friends. At that time, Halloween effects props run by Guy and Sarah Kitchell, who are both from Madison area. The idea of Wisconsin Scaryland, which is the haunted attraction that I'm involved with, that was sort of a twinkle in their Cyclops eye, if you will. they had talked about it. I certainly had voiced my thoughts about running a professional haunt, whereas you have, you know, a professional haunt is something that you dedicate time to, and it's a lot of time, tens of thousands of hours, lots of people involved. And, you know, had befriended them and kept in contact with them. And 2 years later, they had a wonderful location here in Wanakee, just outside of Madison, minutes from Madison. And it's actually an old meatpacking plant.
Ooh.
from the outside, it looks much smaller than it is because of just the layout and the land around it. But we have 20,000 square feet all under one roof, twisting and turning through what used to then be a convenience store, gas station, and office buildings, and then down into the meat plant and the coolers and all that sort of thing. And it's just a really fun playground for a person like me.
So what happens in the coolers?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on.
Well, imagine, if you could, your worst nightmare in a cooler of a meatpacking plant. That's pretty much all I can tell you.
Pretty sure I don't want to be there. I'm kind of a chicken. So what if people are, you know, not wanting to do the super scary? Is there a place for wee chickens at your haunted house?
There's not. We bill ourselves as PG-13.
I see.
It's the most commonly known, you know, rating there is. There's TV-14 and all that other kind of stuff. But You know, kids under 12 shouldn't go through by themselves. They can't go through by themselves. Parents know their kids' maturity the best. My kids, when they, the first year we were open, we tried doing safety or emergency lights on, sound effects, the animatronic props were engaged, no actors, and my kids, who have been exposed to home haunting of my brand, all their life, they couldn't make it through a quarter of the way.
Ooh, boy.
So, unfortunately, though, a place like Scaryland, they've recognized, you know, the good haunts out there have recognized that this is a 6-week-a-year phenomena, and something that's new in the market is escape rooms, the concept of escape rooms, and the builders of Scaryland have built Escape in Time escape rooms in Madison, and those are themed out. You basically go in there with a team, say a team of office workers, a family, or your softball team, a team of friends, and you're challenged for 60 minutes to get out of a room, whether it be, say, the room of like a mass murderer in the Florida Everglades or a captain's pirate ship from the 1650s.
We're talking with Jeff Pertzborn. He's marketing manager at Wisconsin Scaryland in Wanakee. We're learning about that professional haunted house. And Jeff, you know, Halloween is a multi-billion dollar industry here in the United States. Lots of competition. How do you keep your haunt successful?
We've based ourselves on service, and this carries over from Halloween effects props, basing themselves. When they entered the market, they sell to home haunters like myself and professional haunts all over the country, from Busch Gardens and Universal to some of the mom-and-pop type amusement parks that you'd see at, like Little America, for example, here outside of Madison. Even places like Screamin' Acres and the Haunted Barn that are our friendly competition here around Madison. Like you said, a multi-billion dollar a year industry. It's second only to Christmas. And the idea of the escape room is that similar kind of theme is that you're able to be open all year long.
And in terms of the house itself, the haunted house, do you change the storyline, or is it a winner and you just stay with that every year?
Thank you for the question. Most of the haunts that I've seen and been exposed to, they have an underlying theme. Like ours has always been that we have a proprietor that was once opened as a meatpacking plant. But the haunt backstory, as we call it, does change with the changes in the haunted house itself. We have three separate areas within our space at Scaryland, and those have changed over the course of the 3 years that we've been open. And the themes and things like that you can read about on social media and our website and things like that.
And can you introduce us to some of the cast of characters in this house? Who are some of your favorite characters?
Absolutely. The butcher, the Scaryland butcher, is definitely central theme and has been all 3 years. He has been a wonderful segue between haunted houses, and the backstory with the butcher is that he was once a meat packer.
Of course.
back in the 20s. And when the big boys from Chicago moved to town, who are closing this year in Madison, of all things, 100 years later, almost, ran him out of town, he went underground. He had to find new ways to find his meat and to find that market, if you will, as twisted and crazy as it is. Some of our other popular characters this year are fabulous, fabulous actor in our library, which is in our hotel this year. She has been called a contortionist. She has been called a spider. She has been called, I don't know what the heck she's doing or how the heck she's doing that, but definitely a great character in the haunted house. And one of our favorites, of course, or two of our favorites, of course, are out working the line as you're waiting to get into the haunted house, and that is Peanut and Mr. Giggles. And they are scary clowns.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. But as we've released on our Facebook and social medias, we have, quote-unquote, surgically implanted electroshock collars into their spines so they remain in the confines of the Scaryland grounds. You can remain and feel safe at any other time besides the time you're at Scaryland.
I'm curious about what reactions people have going to your haunted house. I mean, do people have memorable reactions? Do people ever freak out and demand to leave, for instance?
Absolutely. They do demand to leave. We do walk out, folks. We have a protocol in place for our actors when both to recognize when they've had enough, to verify when they've had enough, and how to get them out as quick as possible.
And some people are just loving it, though, right? This is what they come for.
Absolutely. They're laughing all the way and sometimes crying and sometimes supporting their friend to get through it. It's just a really neat dynamic when you're in there. And, you know, even the actor dynamic, when you're two rooms away as the flow is coming through and you hear someone say, "Oh, Kate, you don't like clowns, do you?" And then they get to the clown in the scary hallway, and the clown says, "Kate."
Very personable, right? Personable.
Absolutely.
Clown. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, we really appreciate it, and happy Halloween to everybody. Do your part to scare Christmas and the holidays back in December where they belong.
Jeff Pertzborn is the marketing manager at Wisconsin Scaryland, a haunted house in Wanakee, and we've been talking about haunted house attractions in our state.
Coming up, we'll find out what happens when we get tired of creating an effortlessly happy persona on social media. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.